There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's all about Iran and the reaction to what now has taken place since we've got a deal, we being the United States and a handful of other world powers, including our buddies in Russia, who are part of this deal as well. Now it's 60 days in Congress, so after 18 tries, they get it done. But who suffers as a result of that? Or do you see this as a win-win like the Prez, who is looking at his legacy and has to be saying after the last 2 weeks, wow, Supreme Court, check. Gay marriage, check. Supreme Court twice. And then what was the other piece of the pie? This was a big one, that's for sure. But it's been a wild 2 weeks for the White House. What does that ultimately mean for the Republicans? Because there are 15 who are pushing to become the next president. So does the legacy marks for this president help one of those Republican presidents or not? Or not? Iran and the deal, it is all about the details, the fine print, like any contract. That's what it's about. It's very complicated. How many years has this been going on? For Iran, they don't have to worry about some of those sanctions now. The boot that was on their necks collectively is going to be gone. Will this really eliminate Iran's nuclear program? Or does it continue to roll along like nothing ever happened? The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, that's what the deal is being called, says that Iran reaffirms that under no circumstances, this is the language, will it ever seek, develop, or acquire nuclear weapons. Iran's state-run media, for all of you who complain about the media, how'd you like to have a state-run Islamic Republican news agency, they said that under the deal, world powers have recognized Iran's peaceful nuclear program and are to respect the nuclear rights of Iran within international conventions. Yeah, right. That means, since it signed it, and we're talking about enriching nuclear fuel, supposedly for civilian purposes, then the idea is they're not going to develop a bomb because they have to keep their uranium enrichment levels at no more than 3.67%. You know, that's down from 20%. Down from 20%. How do you make sure Iran lives up to the deal? How do you do that? Well, inspectors. But will the inspectors monitor and see all? Will the communication back and forth with the Iranian officials over the next couple of months to get explanations on key points and addresses happen? Donald Trump took the opportunity to take a big, fat slam at Obama. Here's what he said.
The principle's terrible. We have to be able to inspect immediately. Immediately. We don't have the right to inspect immediately. Anytime, anywhere, we should be able to scold. Anytime, anywhere. We have to be able to go in and inspect. And if you don't have that, you have nothing. Because you know the Iranians are going to cheat. They are going to cheat. They're great negotiators, and you know they're going to cheat. He dealt from desperation, and he shouldn't have been desperate. First of all, we're giving them billions of dollars in this deal, which we shouldn't have given. We should have kept the money. Second of all, we have four prisoners over there. We should have said, let the prisoners out. These people, they shouldn't be over there. You have wonderful ones in there because he's a Christian. He's a pastor. One's in there, a writer. I mean, they shouldn't be in prison. So he should have said, we're not doing anything, let them out. They would have let him out in 2 minutes. If the right messenger delivered that message. Now, I'll go a step further. They should have been out from the beginning of the negotiation, not the end. But who would think we do a negotiation and we have our four prisoners?
I agree with that. How could we not have that as part of the deal? How could that not be part of the deal? And why does Iran make this deal? Are you kidding? Of course they make this deal. Because they keep saying, oh, no, it's about nuclear power like France. We never wanted nuclear weapons. We never wanted them. The president, Hassan Rouhani, has been stressing since the last 2 years that one of his priorities is to help the country financially. How's he going to help the country when they're suffering under sanctions? Well, guess what? The sanctions are lifted. They're going to be lifted. What they're saying in Iran, in that state news reported kind of world they live in, is this is how they described it. All unfair sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council are to be lifted. Are to be lifted. Wow. Will there be the end of a ban on Iran's purchase of passenger airplanes? Dropping the main thing, the sanctions on the country's central bank and oil companies? Unfreezing tens of billions of dollars of Iran's revenues? And that United Nations move should happen sooner rather than later. So now they get all of what they wanted in this, and what do we get as a result of it? And the president knows Congress has 60 days to review this and is probably assuming there is a chance they're going to ixnay it. And he says flat out, I will veto any legislation that prevents the successful implementation of this deal. But he did say, if Iran doesn't abide by it, I'll abandon it. Well, it might be too late. We might be in a mushroom cloud by then. And says that if they violate the deal, the sanctions roll back into place. Period. I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to sell this to Congress. What do you say, America? Did we get jobbed by the man who's concerned about his legacy? Or no, we needed to do something here. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email on that, americatonight.net. In fact, coming up, plenty of you reacted to this. And that's part of our mailbag, the reactions to this deal that was announced at the White House before anybody could even open their eyes. We are holding a press conference at 4:35. Well, it wasn't quite 4:35, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning. So there's going to be public-private debate. The Vice President, Joe Biden, will discuss the agreement with the House Democrats. And some of the Jewish Democrats are saying they're having their own meeting as well. But the Republican-controlled House, make no mistake about it, has the votes to pass a resolution of disapproval, which they probably will. What say you, America? Wake up! 855-266-5283.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever ever wondered if you could make electric light or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand.
All right, your chance to react, America. Again, the digits to be part of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sharon in Mississippi. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Kate. Early
hey,
morning.
How are you? All right, sister.
I would be so much better if it wasn't for our president. But, you know, I hear a lot of people asking kind of rhetorically, why is Obama doing all of this? And I really believe that he hates American exceptionalism. I think he sees us as an arrogant, undeserving colonialist country, and so are all of our allies. I think he wants to take us apart into so many pieces that no matter who gets elected this next time, no one will be able to put us back together. I believe that's his hope and his goal. And I don't believe he loves this country. You can't want to fundamentally change something that you love.
I think I think you've hit a definite strong vein of how it is like this thing that angry at it, almost like angry at America and the way we are right now. Let's flip this equation, because that's what it feels like. It feels like, hey, this is, you know, this is what happened in the past. It's not right, so I'm flipping this over. I'm changing it around from where we are, which is so crazy. I don't get it. And the Iran deal, I don't understand, because I don't see how you can trust Iran and not get hostages back, they shouldn't be in prison in the first place, and end up also eating a ton of money and then just let them walk out of the sanctions.
And exactly, Kate, I mean, this is almost a rhetorical question.
Yes.
But if the Iranians believe, due to their Quran, that they can lie to the infidels, which are us, and that they can cheat us out of our resources and then use those resources against us, which is part of what they believe, how does that make our president any different than them? That's what I don't see.
He has lied
to us. He has cheated us out of our grandchildren's resources, and he's using it against us in every single way he possibly can. I'm still wondering when, you know, he borrowed all this money from China. What is he, tripled our debt? And he says it's gone down. Our deficit has gone down, but he's tripled our debt. What did he put up for collateral? Florida, Texas, Alaska, our national parks, all our ports of interest, you know,
yeah.
And our gross domestic product for the next 150 years.
Yeah. Think about it. China. China is just swinging a sickle above our heads. They are. And they're going to have the more powerful military. You wait and see.
And we have no allies left.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and that's
who's
scary.
Who's going to have our back? So, you know, I pray for this country and I pray for Israel.
Yeah, there you go. And Israel's upset, as they should be. Sharon, great to hear from you. Great that you're out there. Call us up more often. Terrific to hear your point of view. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Plus, Sharon sounded wide awake, right? For all of us third shifters, which, by the way, did you know there are 30 to 40 million people? They don't even know for sure the amount, the number, but that are up and kicking it this time of the day. Yes, because our clocks are all different now. I think it's really cool myself. Grim, hello.
Hey, Kate. See, we don't have too many backwards people in the South, do we?
Backwards people. No, you have great people.
Well, you know, we get stigmatized by that.
I'm going to tell you a story. My brother, who grew up with me, obviously, in the Northeast, but he's lived all over the place, too, came a couple of weeks ago from Tampa, and he went through Mississippi, and he said he loved it. He said the people were great. He stopped in a whole bunch of towns, including Hattiesburg, etc., and he said it was just amazing the way the people were.
Well, when you go through as much natural disasters and survive it and fight and battle for it, and the good old boy system in our politics is still here.
Right.
That's obvious from the congressional thing. But I want to get a little lighter. I got a joke for you.
Cool.
That'll lead into a national event. And it's a sixth grader one, so I think you'll enjoy it. Now, if Donald is a duck and Mickey is a mouse, and Pluto is a dog, what's Goofy?
I know there's a joke in here. What is it? What is it? I don't know.
Well, I'm going to throw it my way. I am.
Yeah, you could have said you. I think my nephew told me that joke. Yeah, it's funny. I like it.
That leads into something that's more perspective and producing better for us, but Pluto is in the news.
Pluto is in the news.
Yes. And this is what we need to strive for as mankind. And, you know, I've been in Daryl's space program because of my father.
I love it.
His infancy.
I love it.
And NASA is really the problem because it is the national administrative.
Yeah.
And administrators are what stifle most of the productivity, because in my time, we should have already been colonizing Mars when we first started.
Yeah.
And there's several books, Carl Sagan, I've read all of them through my entirety, because I've kept track of it, because it's been my deep-hearted interest. And we're just not progressive with exploration, such as Magellan and all the historical ones. And we need to, you know, strive toward that.
Yeah, you know what? I actually agree with you. You know this. You know, how much do we know about Pluto? How much do we know about what's out there? I just saw something about how many people. Let me just tell you. On my bucket list was to go to a place outside of Marfa, Texas. And it's the incredible, incredible observatory they have up there, the McDonald Observatory. And let me tell you, anybody listening to me, if you want to know about the stars and what could possibly be out there and what people are should be exploring and what's happening, you go there and they have such powerful telescopes. It is unbelievable when you walk out of there how you feel about space exploration.
And you've got good people that give you the tour.
Yes. They totally know it. They're, this is what they do for a living. You know, they're scientists, et cetera, or astronomers, really. And it's incredible.
And it's how they keep the business alive. So go, go, go.
Yeah, go, go, go. I love that. Cool. I like it. And by the way, Pluto is a dwarf planet. They reclassified it in 2006. Yeah.
Yes, they did. But the pictures, I can't wait to see them.
I can't wait to see the pictures. I'm like you. I agree. I can't wait to see the pictures. Nice. Nice, Grim. I like
well,
it.
You have a good one. I'll let you get in some final words or somebody else.
Thanks. Thanks, Grim. Yeah, how about that? I knew that he liked the whole space thing, which I do too. It's a question of, as he said, the administration and them muffing it up. But there are things that you can do, I think, when it comes to space. And you know what? Let's face it. Now we're hitching rides or we're relying on people like Elon Musk, because that's the only way we're going to get to do some of the things that we need to do, and that often can lead to things that help us here on this planet. And that's never described enough to people. See, it's what you don't know. It's that whole thing again of where, well, what are we doing anyway? And what did we learn? And what have we brought back? And all that kind of stuff. So we bring it back around and talk about Iran and this nuclear deal, and what does it mean for the detainees? What does it mean for the people who weren't part of the deal, which, again, I don't understand this. It is stunning. Netanyahu said it is a historic mistake. It is a historic mistake. Now, that's not a surprise that Netanyahu would feel poorly about what's happened here, and he certainly had warned about that. And, of course, because he knows what country wants to smash Israel more than any other country, and it's Iran. Well, you know, look what's been propagated from Iran for so long, especially when Ahmadinejad was in power, or sort of power, because it's really about the Ayatollahs. Remember how often he said there was no Holocaust. I mean, no matter how you feel about whatever you feel about, give me a break on that, right? So Netanyahu says it's a major, major misstep. He's not getting close to Obama anytime soon, let's put it that way. All right, you can still react if you want to. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jebster in the latest Republican poll. Did you hear that? We got the skinny on it in just a second. Plus, we're going to hit the mailbag. But first, wrapping this whole thing up, a lot of you reacted to this. And in the mailbag, we got a ton of emails about the Iran deal. But I think the one headline I saw sums it up. America takes Iran's side. America takes Iran's side. And what does Rouhani say? God has accepted a nation's prayers. And of course he's saying that because the sanctions were starting to really... And I thought the sanctions weren't even tough enough. There were other sanctions they were trying to push through. And I want you to think about this for a second. I'm going to take you back. Remember Condi Rice? You remember Condi Rice, right? Remember her role in the government? She pushed Iran. And pushed and pushed, tried to do the whole thing with the sanctions again and again and again. And we kept giving them chances and giving them chances, meaning giving Iran chances. Now they have the best chance of all. The best chance of all. And I know they're laughing about this. Ugh. But you got the 60 days, and the 60 days, time will tell, although I think it's just going to be a veto thing. That's just- jump to the end. We don't even need to read this book because we know what the end is going to be. And I'll throw the numbers out because you can certainly weave in the conversation. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Sam in Florida. Kate, Sarasota, when? ? Hopefully before Iran has developed their nuke entirely. Ha ha. Can't believe that that deal was cut, although why should I say I can't believe? It certainly was the narrative that the president was pushing. I don't understand, because how does this help his legacy? Well, it helps his legacy because this is one of the things he said he was going to do. Yes, we're going to get this deal in place with Iran, and we're threatening them with sanctions, and then we're coming through with the sanctions. But who pays the price? And then, of course, the easy thing to tag on is, well, we don't know how this is going to end up and how history is going to judge us, because it's too early in the game. It's too early for all those policies in the game. Except for the Affordable Care Act. Which, if you didn't have insurance, never had insurance, desperately needed insurance, because, of course, things on your body were falling off because you couldn't afford to be insured, then for that small group of people, to then there was relief because they went to the doctors. But, you know, this is the crazy thing. The middle class gets hurled into poverty over their bills. And wait till you see how much those premiums go up. And when people just shake their head and say, oh, well, you know, that happens. That's the rule of the jungle. No, that's not what happens when where you're working is not raising it and just handing you the money for it. It's a killer. Are you kidding? Especially if you have children, but even if you have more than one person, but even one person can be crippling. All right, don't want to go back on a rabbit trail, so let's get back to this. This one from Big Greg, who says, big mistake. My, oh, my. Netanyahu steals the spotlight from the idiotic president we have. No offense, but I am a lifelong Republican. I have to tell you, I feel as though I'm broad-minded enough like you are, Kate, that if Obama was doing some things that were really terrific, I'd give him credit. I would. I mean, even if I had to spit nails, I would give him credit. But I don't see where we're giving this guy credit. No transparency. A bunch of terrible deals that have been cut in all kinds of directions, and this may be one of the worst of them. Well, there's a fury in Israel. Absolutely. And who's supporting it? Assad. You know what Assad said? I am happy that the Islamic Republic of Iran has achieved a great victory by reaching an agreement. And then he did jello shots with Vladimir Putin while they waited for Rouhani to come and join them. Here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, need I say more? I'm sure everybody's upset by this. I don't get it. Makes no sense to me. How is this good for America? Good for Iran? Terrible. Terrible for America. Well, we've been through this. Absolutely. A historic mistake. I think it's a historic mistake. You know, Netanyahu was condemning it before it had even been announced. Because what was the goal? You know what? It's like in business, it's like in anything. You ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I cutting back on what I'm eating? Because I want to lose weight. Why am I not allowing my kid to go to college far away? Because they're irresponsible. I need to keep my eye on them. Whatever the why in your life is, every day you're probably asking yourself why. Why does this look good? Why do I want to buy this? Why, why? So why? What's the why in the Iran deal? To end nuclear proliferation. Does it do that? No. That's the goal. Deny Iran the capacity to build a nuclear bomb. But lifting sanctions, that enables them. They've got supporters. They've got supporters. And how does Saudi Arabia react? Well, Saudi Arabia thinks of Iran as Shia, as really a competitor for the in the Muslim world. And also sees what's happening with the conflicts. So they're supporting opposite sides in wars. Crazy. All right, let's move on to something else in the mailbag. This one from John, who says, "Hi, Kate. I have a few things on my mind. One of them is what probably most people want to talk about, Iran. Thumbs down for very many obvious reasons. You've had lots of guests on to talk about it. I think you did a good job of showing all sides, by the way. And I don't know how anyone, Democrat, Independent, or Republican, can really support this. Because there is no way to keep them honest. How are we keeping them honest? With surprise visits? There's not even a surprise visit that's allowed to be scheduled in the middle of it." Roy in Mississippi. Hey, Roy, your chance at this. Thanks for calling.
Oh, Jesus. This is really cool. Actually, I'm actually talking to you. Yeah, I listen to the station every damn day. Yeah, I'm an old Rush Limbaugh fan. Him and I knew each other back in Sacramento many years ago. Anyway,
wow.
Let me just cut straight to back when he was married to Michelle, and you can tell him I said that because I remember them back then. Anyway, old news. Anyway, I'm a pretty simple guy here. I'm an old card-carrying Marine from Vietnam. You know, and one thing I can possibly tell you here is what works enemies. It's called fire. I tell you what, they can be praying to Allah today, and you throw fire on them, and they'll be praying to Jesus to leave us alone.
Yeah.
And that is a fact. I have seen it over and over.
Yep,
and
right.
Guess what? And they will come around to, hello, and believe me, leave Israel alone. They don't bother anybody, but don't screw with them. Amazing how many people forgot the Six-Day War. You really want to screw with them? Go ahead. Take a shot. You have lost your mind.
Yeah. The Six-Day War will be a 3-day war. Yeah.
You think?
You know,
they don't take prisoners. They don't take prisoners. You know,
nope.
God bless them.
Nope.
Leave them
nope.
people alone. They don't bother anybody. If you leave them alone, they will leave you alone. You know, you're pushing up. If you push me on my shoulder long enough, I'm going to hit you. Well, what the hell do you think they're doing? You push them on their shoulder, they're going to strike back. And
yep.
Bow. Anyway, that's my thought.
Yeah, your thought's good. Roy, I'm glad you're listening. Thanks. And we'll pass along the Sacramento connection. Yeah, because Rush Limbaugh did work in Sacramento for a long time. Then he got his big break after. He tells a good story about that, too. Roy, I'm sure, knows that because he knows him. Back in the day that he was fired 6 times. And he was a sports guy, too. He likes sports, by the way, which I don't think that's a secret. Sometimes he weaves that in. But certainly is passionate about the politics of what's happening. And this is an easy one to tee up. It's an easy one to tee up. Netanyahu, again, says a historic mistake for the world. And Israel's not bound by it because they're not part of it. They're going to defend themselves if they get in any kind of a situation. Hang with us. 855-266-5283. Poll numbers. Trump and Jeb next.
Yeah. Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
This is a kick in the head as we continue to talk more about this Iran deal. Not that this is a smart group of people. Not that you all didn't think this was going to happen. But to be clear, this is going to become a veto war. There's going to be 60 days, and this will go into September. And then the president says, well, fine, it'll come across my desk. I'm not going to sign. I'm going to veto. I'm going to veto anything that's up against it. But what the Iran deal is about is really about legacy and control is what it's about. And sadly, we had prisoners. They have Americans that could have been let go but weren't part of it. Nuclear weapons. And think of the history of the Iranians and the Americans. Somebody said to me in D.C., well, this is how you build a bridge. I hate the term bridge. Build a bridge, by the way. Build a bridge. Reform that relationship. Because it's been poisoned. The well has been poisoned. There's been subterfuge and war and horrible mistrust. So this is the first step. No, it's not. This is the first step? You got to be kidding me. It's the worst step is what it is. The worst. think about it. Think about what this means. So Iranian President Hassan Rouhani travels to New York for the opening of the General Assembly, speaks with Obama by phone in September of 2013, first time they had spoken since the revolution in 1979. An American president and an Iranian president. Iran is all about Assad in Syria, all about Hezbollah, hello, a.k.a. and Israel. Okay, there's a few differences, right? But if you're going to give them a plum for anything, they're fighting ISIS because it's in best interest. That's why. So does it mean now we're friends with Iran? Does it mean this is an olive branch? I don't think so. Safer place because of it? There's the why question. Is the world a safer place? The answer is, I don't think so. I think, if anything, there's going to be more mistrust. More mistrust. All right, let's go out to Izzy. Hello, Izzy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ty. Hanging in there. Busy, busy.
Good, good, good.
Trying to downsize, and it's
what do you think?
Yeah, it's a huge job. But I am now the proud owner of 2 St. Andrew Flags T-shirts.
Yay!
Beautiful.
I love it.
To be told I cannot wear one. And I've never had one in my life. But I bought 2 of them, and one says, because you said I can't. And I'm mad at it because I thought this is the most argument I've ever heard of. I have been a Civil War reenactor for 30 years. At least 30 years.
Yeah.
And we've had so many blacks participate. And all this hubbub over the flag is stupidity. Now they want to take down Stone Mountain. Well, everybody warned them that was the next
thing. Yeah, I read that.
Well, the government doesn't pay a penny for its upkeep, nor did they pay a penny for it to be built. So the NAA needs to shut up and go away. That's my rant, because I'm so pissed that people are capitulating to this colossal stupidity. And it makes me really scared where these people are getting this lunacy from. However, October 14th, mark that date. I'm on a jet plane. I will be headed for Malta.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to...
Wow.
I'm going to France first, then Britain, and then on to Malta. Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
I said I was, and I
am. You are coming back, right?
No, not if I can help it. No. No.
Wow.
No. I'm done. Okay?
Wow.
I had a little mini stroke in June. And I'm done. Apathy of the majority of Americans. I don't even want to be around them anymore. And Malta is a very peaceful country. And I was like, nope, I'm done.
It is.
So, yeah, I'm going to be
going to Malta.
Yep, I am.
I'm
taking my 2 cats. And
I mean, we
go.
Need our Izzy. I hope you. I hope you keep in touch with us, Izzy. Oh, we will miss you. But you did say that you're right. And Malta, you're right. Malta's a fabulous country. It's very peaceful.
Well, myself and my 2 cats hope to enjoy it. Unless we have a major...
Yeah, I love that.
Because all I can say now to all of this crap going on is a big Foxtrot Yankee.
Right.
You can take that for what it is.
Foxtrot Yankee. I understand. Wow.
Yep. But I'm done. I said I would be done. And, Kate, I'm so exhausted from... trying to get people to listen. I just thought, you know what?
I know.
This is not a one-person band here, people. You need to stand up and be accounted for. And they're not doing it.
What about your kids? That's awful for... Oh.
The plane goes both ways.
Izzy.
Yep, yep.
That's true. It does go both ways, and I get it, and you are such a smart woman.
Well, there's radio in Malta, Kate.
Yes, there is. You are totally right. The internet in Malta is high speed.
Yeah. And my friend is so excited.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little different. It'll be a new adventure at my age, but, you know, I just got to go somewhere, even if it's a cabin in the backwoods of Canada. I will not stay here. Obama's in office. I just can't do it. I despise that
man.
Our country. So, but in the meantime, I'm fighting the rebels. So.
Yeah, you're fighting the other side of that. Before you leave, don't you leave and not call us and let us know what's happening and where we can find you as you hide out in not hide out, but as you live the good life in Malta, because it's for sure, as people know, Izzy has been such a great friend to the show and called us close to the whole time I've been on the air, and has led such an interesting life. And one thing about Izzy is she does not back down from who she is. So I can only imagine her family, though, because she's such a force of nature, what that would be like not to have her there more on a daily basis. But see, it shows you again how frustrated so many people are with some of the things that are happening in this country. And I guess the Iran deal is just another one of those things. When I say another one of those things, something that doesn't add up when you think about it. And the deal does not mean we're friends. Does the deal mean we're safer? Does the deal mean because of this, now things are better in the world? That's what I think some in Washington would want us to believe, but I'm not buying it. How about you? You can still weigh in, of course, anytime. 24/7, the mailbox is open, americatonight.net. Thanks to Patrick for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.